everyone. We covered seasons last week on The Golden Thread, and it ended with playfulness. And we thought we would just go for it and discuss recreation and deep play. Bev, what do you think?
Well, I think of it all the time. And I have to say, quite honestly, I have to bring myself out of it to not be in this frame of deep play, because as we talk about neurostyle, I wrote something just a few hours ago because I was in my deep play of doing something and creating, and just said creativity is my neurostyle. So it's like, that's something I am. I know, I love that. And it truly is. I mean, I don't stop. There is such joy I have in being in that deep play, whatever it is for me, it's creating with my hands, and writing and such.
Okay, we're going to dive even deeper into that, but you said so much, because every word matters, every word, thought, and action matters. You can hear our excitement. So when I say recreation, I think recreate. When we say deep play, I woke up years back, like 3 years, from a dream, and I saw cursive as I was waking up. And for deep play, I saw divine, exquisite, ethereal, peaceful play.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So there was an and for all of us. You know, the Dr. Denise Show is about changing the way we think, talk, and act about mental health. And now I'm adding and sensory perception. The way through to happiness and inner peace, I believe, is that creativity fuels the soul. So it's just tagging off of what Beverly said. Bev, take it away.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like, I'm just thinking of this today. You know, it's like the brain doesn't stop. And so there always is, joyfully, thank God, there are all these thoughts that are, you know, and fragments and snippets that just go through, and I have these inner dialogues. But today specifically, I was thinking, you know, I mean, I am in joy when I am in the deep play. And if anyone were to just at times listen, it's like, who is this person? It's like, is she real? Is she constantly joyful and in this state? And the truth is like, hello? No. You know, and at times it is really hard. I mean, for myself, when you come into some information and emotion that just sparks sadness within me, and a state of depression within me, it's hard to pull yourself. It's hard to pull myself out of that.
Wow.
I know.
Wait a second. This is profound, because I was thinking about this. Creativity, play, and recreation intersperses throughout my whole day now, because I'm feeling the heaviness. We talk about the golden thread, and to me, the golden thread is love, it's life, but day on planet Earth can be heavy, and there's moments of crisis, stabilization, and thrive. And so throughout my day, and this is me as a doctor prescribing deep play for everyone listening, because even in the midst of a crisis day, you can have moments of happiness. And so I might stop after having an hour with a patient. I might create a reel. I need to take my neurostyle is so highly empathic that I get empath overload. So my way out of feeling the weight of the world, heavy moments, you might say, is through gratitude, or through my version of creativity, whether it's a show, whether it's wordsmithing, whether it's sending someone love. So I feel like if we could just kind of tag off of that, that would be amazing. Because it's what you're saying. It's like throughout a day, you might get a phone call that's really sad, or you might hear something that's really tough. And it's, how do you create moments of recreation, recreate moments, recycle energy, use the energy of suffering to get to more inner peace. And if you get to the thrive, fantastic. But sometimes it's a creative, playful, joyous distraction. I don't even call it distraction. It's grounded in the moment.
It is grounding, but in a way, it's hard to put the right word. It moves you out of, and it distracts from and it replaces for a time being that sadness, that immediate stuff. But what I'm also saying is that, as you know, and I know, it's important to do that to facilitate, more stability and harmony coming in, is that it takes effort. But once you step into it, it's like perhaps it could be as simple as going out and breathing. And I think you may have mentioned this the last time, even if the weather is inclement, at times it's really important just to open the door and go out and breathe.
Wow. So everyone, we're having our dialogue, but this is an invitation for you to have your own little cartoon bubble over your head.
Right.
Imagine what it's like for you to be in the moment of now, what it's like for you. I was feeling so heavy and so tired last night, and my unique sensory perception, neurostyle, and I feel like all of us as a collective consciousness, the more we're online and exchanging social media, text, it's an energy click every time we communicate. So we are consistently, if we have our phones with us, we're kind of plugged into the greater collective, the pulse of consciousness. And so depending on what you do professionally, or depending on your neuro style, you're going to feel the weight of the world more or less. We all have it at a different level. So last night I was so fatigued, but I knew my sensory perception was picking up on my patient's feeling states. It was picking up on my creative goals of getting different revisions done. I was on what I would call empath and sensory overload. Now, I easily could have fallen asleep, but I felt heavy. I felt like it wasn't melancholic. It was like a molasses heavy. And I knew that the gift of my recreation, my recreate, my deep play is time in nature. And it was a crisp 55 degrees. And I was out at the pool doing my laps of love, looking up at nature. And instantly, I had a reboot, a recreate. I took that energy of heaviness and it became such a relaxed recreation. I paced myself. I didn't walk as fast. I just paced myself. And everyone's like, how do you get so much done? And I find the more that I lean into creativity and gratitude, the more I'm connected to my version of what I would call divinity, divinity moments, divinity of the day, intuitive hits, aha moments, God moments, goosebump moments. And so that's recreation, recreate, and deep play is very, very personal to your own unique neurostyle and sensory perception. And Beverly is always playing or always cutting or always moving. And Bev, your neurostyle is very much tuned into the feeling states of humanity and the earth and animals.
And animals, right. And all creatures here. And actually, as you're talking, it's thinking, no, there are times because it's when I am quiet. Because what I now realize is listening to you is like, I have moments where I might be in an aspect of doing something either linear, and that's what we need to do, the black and whites of every day, or doing something in a creative way, which doesn't stop. And it's healing. It's restorative and healing to me. But even there are times when I literally have to stop, because I am feeling so heavy. And as you say, the weight of the world, and something just comes over me, because there is that commonality we have in really being sensitive empathically, where I will need to, if it is sunny, and even if it's been chilly, would put a coat on, go out in the sun on a lounge chair and do a breathing exercise for about 10 or 15 minutes. I need to have the sun on my face, the warmth of the sun, even if it, as I say, if it is a little bit chillier, and literally go through a few cycles. But as I am doing that, it is a visionary breathing meditation that I have, and it is filled with, for me, the Lord's Prayer is filled with gratitude and love and imagery. And that is restorative. And then at that point, I am, you know, it is definitely healing and restorative and calming and creating a harmonious essence to me. And I might, you know, it's like my body knows when it's done. And then it's the brain then goes into more of what needs to be done. What do I want to do? And then I literally pop up and go back inside and do. But I may do that. I may at times do that. During COVID, I did it 2 or 3 times a day, and I always do it as I go to sleep at night. It is very calming, and I think it is exceedingly healing systemically for the body.
Okay. So there are some people that get energized when they're around tons of people. So there's going to be different types of definition of recreation. And to me, it's multidimensional. And when you have your own awareness of kind of checking in and tuning in with yourself, do I feel refreshed? Do I feel balanced? Do a body check. How's my stomach feeling? Some people have spidey senses where they get the quote unquote gut feeling. And I'm going to give a very tangible example that I shared with Bev off show that I'm going to now share on show. I had 2 major social events about 10 days ago. And due to my being a single mom, getting up at 5:45 a.m., being a full-time 24/7 adult and child psychiatrist and then creator, it takes energy, even though I'm very social. And when I come out to play, I'm super fun. But in my own awareness of sensory style to actually have fun, I needed to have a very easy day before I got in the car to go drive to Newport Beach. I needed to not have a bunch of talking and socializing because I knew when I walked in the room, there was going to be so much energy coming at me. And then 2 days later, or 3 days later, I was invited to a comedy club. Now, normally, I don't do that kind of socializing within a week, but these were very important friendship, networking events. So I had to, quote unquote, pace myself and use greater recreation, greater pajama time, greater time in nature. I even purposely socially was 45, I don't want to say late, because you've got that 1 hour that you socialize before the event. I purposely came only 15 minutes before so I could be at the top of my game so I didn't get socializing burnout. I did the same thing for the comedy club night. I even told my friend, I got there right on time. And I told her I needed 15 minutes in the jacuzzi just to reboot. And for both of those events, once I did the right recreation, the right sense of self-care, I really was able to show up. But it does take, even though I love seeing people energetically, it's a little bit more for me. And I am a selective extrovert, but mostly like alone time because I'm always communicating with people. So you might say I'm extrovert by choice, by profession. So I just want everyone to think about your own recreation, your own deep play, and how you could pace yourself and kind of wrap yourself like with a hug or a blanket and just think about how can you create, reboot, recreate moments that really adapt to your lifestyle.
Yeah, and actually your personhood. Because there are times that, you know, you and I play literally by having pajama days.
It's been a long time since we've been able to watch movies. It sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I want a pajama day. So yes, I agree. And so I just think that we started last week with seasons and we ended with kind of a cheeky, like go outside and play, get dirty, have fun. And I feel like the idea of fun and recreation is going to vary based on what season of life you're in. And there might be even months after traumatic events where your idea of recreation is not seeing anyone. I mean, there's just different definitions of how you want to recreate and reboot and refresh.
No, it is so true. And it is, it's really being sensitive and listening to your body, and not so much listening. I use listening within quotes because it's really feeling, as you say, and have mentioned before, is the sensations, what you feel. You know, how does my stomach feel? Am I tight in my chest? You know, what with my legs or whatever is really just, how do you feel?
Okay. Yeah. Can we give everyone a fun fact of where we're very different in our neurostyles? Beverly sometimes needs a recreation of a specific type of movie to balance things out. Bev, would you like to share that kind of recreation choice that for me, like, overstimulates and I'm like 911, I cannot do this? God.
It is so extreme. I mean, it's like, I didn't realize that you were not of like of me with these intense movies that I like. And it's like the power and the assassinations, but it's like for good, right? And I see myself out there as the being able to take care and be the wolf or the lioness. And I just hurt my poor Denise. It's like, oh my God, what have I done ever?
I shared this for a reason, because depending on what our different professions are our day, when you're taking care of Buddy and Buffy, and you got some serenity, and you know, of course you have your philanthropy, your meetings, so you are highly productive. But I'm on the front lines listening to people, trying to help them to stay on earth, not kill themselves, threatening stuff. So my neurostyle, my mind gets so much of that kind of stimulation just by my profession. That watching some of these movies for me is not recreational. So I think it's another reason for sharing this is just for you to think about how to communicate what your recreation is. So you're leaning into your awareness, your self-love, your reboot, and that there's no judgment. Just because someone wants to do theirs one way, it's kind of fun to be like, okay, well, that's not very relaxing for me.
I know, it's humorous. I mean, it now becomes a joke between us.
Oh my, OMG, that time, it was like my brain was going to explode, because I know the exact reason why it was multiple stressors. At the time, my accountant had been, you know, having multiple years of family issues, COVID, and he was a bit behind the ball, to say the least. And by the way, he's incredible, full of integrity. What a wonderful man. I had written him a gratitude note. Thank you in advance for getting this done. So I was awaiting news about taxes that was behind. And so I was already stressed. And then all of a sudden the guns start going on the movie. And I literally, it was like the time, like it was almost like I felt like I was a hot potato and I had to get out of the environment. It's really like a rush out. I'm like, okay, Beverly, bye. Like, I can't do this. And so right. I think it's kind of neat if you want to pay attention to anything from a sensory perception that's overstimulating, not relaxing, not the opposite of recreational for you, and then just don't judge it, and then have a good communication with whoever it is so that you can regroup and be like, I'll do comedies. Or I'll do those little Hallmark-like movies, or I'll do mysteries or things that are like Raiders of the Lost Ark, but not the other violent ones. And there's no judgment. So
no,
it's a balance. It's all a balance.
Exactly. And it's there it is, like for each individual, it gets into that uniqueness of where each of us are, and is to enjoy, literally enjoy what you enjoy.
Yes. Yes. So is there anything you want to share for pros as we close out on recreation and deep play?
Oh my gosh. It's like, I don't have any, Denise, I don't have anything.
I think we just end with deep play. I think so for me, Beverly writes like the word creativity on the side, and then C means something, R-E. So I guess it's my contribution to this episode, deep play. And I ask yourself, if you were to write D-E-E-P, then play, what would that mean to you? For me, again, it's divine, exquisite, ethereal, peaceful, play. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Bev.
Thank you, Denise. That was beautiful.
Make sure we get out and play, have your type of fun, and don't judge it. Just hit reset. Okay, happy spring. Thank you, Bev.
You're welcome.
Thanks, guys.